Hello, this is Dave Jeffrey bringing you Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Today we're going to look at how to sharpen your memory at any age. This free legal advice for our seniors, we know how to get it. And do you have back or spinal problems? Well, we've got some ideas that are probably going to help you. And we look at the subject of positivity. Yes, you can do it at any age. Okay, first up today, we're looking at the memory. What was that again, you ask? This item's taken off the net from a section called Your Life Choices. It's never too late to improve and sharpen your memory, and it is easier than you think. Many people fear losing their memory as they grow older. While genetics do play a large role in this, your habits, diet, and lifestyle have a tremendous impact on your mental health and its sharpness. Incorporating some small changes into your life have been shown to improve your memory at any age. Improve your sleep, your mood, your memory, your mediation. It's accessible and easy. You can incorporate this into your daily routine even if you're pressed for time. One study found that meditation improved brain function, visuospatial processing, and the working memory. All right, first up, eat omega-3 fatty foods. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to reduce the risk of eye disease. It lowers women's risk of stroke, helps treat depression, adds years onto your life. Fish has been identified as the most important element of this diet. Why? Largely because it contains so many omega-3 fatty acids. All right, omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to boost energy, slow cognitive decline. Mackerel, salmon, cod liver oil, herring, oysters, sardines, anchovies, and caviar, they're all a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, if you don't enjoy fish, omega-3 can be found in hemp seed, chia seed, and flax seed. Another thing that's good for your memory is keeping busy. People with fuller days exercise their minds and challenge their memory far more often. One study of 300 subjects, aged between 50 and 89, found that those who reported having a busier lifestyle performed better in cognitive tests. Research conducted by the University of British Columbia found that walking briskly for 1 hour was great. You only have to do this twice a week. It can increase the size of your hippocampus. That's the part of your brain that helps with learning and memory. The same is true for other forms of aerobic exercise, things like swimming, cycling, rowing. Also, you must monitor your blood pressure. High blood pressure is associated with a higher risk of cognitive decline later in life. It can also reduce blood flow to your brain. It can impair your memory and cognitive functions as well. Moderately high blood pressure has been linked to dementia. Also, now you must work out your brain. Expression, use it or lose it, is just as true for your brain as the rest of your body. In order to keep your mind sharp, you need to regularly exercise and challenge it. Things like learn a language, pick up a musical instrument, practice new skills. This will all help your mind and your memory keep sharp. Eat berries is another good one. Flavonoid-rich berries, things like blueberries, strawberries, have been shown to improve your memory. A 2012 study conducted by Harvard Research found that they're especially effective at preventing declining memory in women. Also, I highly recommend that people aged 50 and over incorporate berries into their diet generally. Another thing you do is sit in the sun. A study in 2015 found that older people with healthy memories or only mild cognitive decline had higher levels of vitamin D than those with dementia. You can absorb vitamin D simply by spending time in the sun. Now the other thing, smokers, you must give up. A 2011 study found that non-smokers consistently outperformed smokers. If you want to sharpen your mind, it may be time to quit smoking. The study also found that people who gave up smoking performed nearly as well as those who never smoked. This showed the significant improvement is possible if you give up smoking. Okay, an article there, interesting, how to sharpen your memory. We'll just go through the main topics. Eat omega-3 fatty acids. Well, I think we've always known that. The other one was eat berries. And they mentioned blueberries and strawberries. Keep busy is another thing to do. And give up smoking. Smokers, naughty, naughty, we all know that. And I'm a reform smoker. We're the worst kind. But you must give up smoking for all reasons. The other thing is vitamin D. Sit in the sun. They say it's quite a simple way to do it. Good luck. Hope the memory is better. You're with Optimal Life. Now we're going to look at the benefits of superannuation. I think we all know that super's good, but there's some better things that you may not know. Now there's 12 main ones. I'm going to read them out, then we'll look at them individually. Firstly, you pay less income tax with super. Also, you pay less tax on investment returns. You can have cheaper insurance cover. Automatic insurance cover with no health checks. It will ensure that your super goes to the right person. Your super is protected against bankruptcy. There's tax-free income when you retire. Now, additional employer contributions as well. You get advice at no extra cost. There's an ability to invest in big assets. And there's discounts and rewards. Okay, first up, you pay less income tax with super. With a salary sacrifice agreement with your employer, instead of paying the income tax that you'd normally pay based on your salary, your contribution will be taxed just 15%. Voluntary after-tax contributions are also beneficial, and you may be able to claim a tax deduction for these as well. The second heading here tells us that in addition to the above, you also pay less tax on investment returns. When you invest outside super, any income earned is taxed at your marginal tax rate. When you invest inside super, however, the investment earnings your super balance makes usually taxed at the low rate of 15%. Also, when you have super, you get cheaper insurance. Since super funds can negotiate group discounts on insurance premiums, they typically pass these savings on to their members. Comparatively, insurance outside super tends to be more expensive. Also, there's the advantage of insurance through super is premiums are deducted automatically from your super. There's no need to worry about paying premiums with your after-tax earnings. The fourth item is automatic insurance cover with no health checks. Most super funds generally automatically offer new members death and total and permanent disability. That's TPD, they give them this insurance through their super. This may be much more cost-effective than taking cover outside super. That is, especially if you're older or have a certain health conditions that may generally be excluded. The fifth item, ensure your super goes to the right person. For most Australians, superannuation is their second largest asset after the family home. A lot of people don't realise, however, that super does not automatically become part of your estate on death. It is therefore not covered by the will. With a binding beneficiary nomination, you can ensure that your super goes to the right person when you die. A binding beneficiary nomination just needs to be witnessed by one other person, and it's valid for 3 years. There is no need to go through lawyers. It gives you peace of mind that your super benefit goes to your intended beneficiary. The next item is your super is protected against bankruptcy. As long as your super savings are held in a regulated super fund, bankruptcy will not impact on your retirement savings. Your money will be protected from creditors. Similarly, any money withdrawn from your super after bankruptcy is usually protected. It is worth noting that any funds that are withdrawn from your super prior to bankruptcy are an asset of the bankrupt estate. Tax-free income when you retire. After you turn 60 and retire, you're typically able to access your superannuation without paying tax. This is available to you whether you withdraw money through a superannuation income stream or a lump sum. This is provided that you are with a taxed super fund. Now the eighth heading, extra money from the government that you can get. If you're not a high income and you make voluntary after-tax contributions to your super, you can grow your super even further. You do this by getting an extra boost from the government co-contribution. Now they mention a website here to help you with this. It's simply Government Co-Contributions. Next heading, additional employer contributions. Generally, employers are only required to pay super at the compulsory rate of 9.5%. However, many employers have special arrangements in place. They choose to pay a higher rate of super for you. For example, if you elect to contribute additional super through a salary sacrifice arrangement, your employer may match that additional super contribution amount. This, of course, will give you even more super. Now, whilst not available with all employers, a number of Australian employers have a system in place that can essentially give employees additional super. So, it's worth checking out to see if they offer this as an employee benefit. Next heading, advice at no additional cost. This is a huge benefit because when looking online searching for advice about super, as you mostly only find tips of a general nature. Speaking with a qualified financial advisor on the best way to manage your individual super will help ensure your super grows better. Make sure you're on track for the retirement that you desire. Another benefit of superannuation is the ability to invest in big assets. Because superannuation is one big investment portfolio, your money is pooled with other members' retirement savings. You can invest in assets typically that you'd never be able to access as an individual investor. With all that buying power, super funds can invest in private assets such as airports, even motorways. This can give you a unique opportunity to be part of an investment that is not publicly available. And the final tip, discounts and rewards. Some super funds offer members exclusive discounts, things like gifts and cards. There we are, the importance of being in super. Now, I guess most of us have super, but a lot of good things here if you don't, or you can top it up. He goes through them. He says you pay less income tax when you've got super. You pay less tax on the returns from your investments. You get cheaper insurance cover. There's automatic insurance cover with no health checks. Important as we get a little older, we might have health problems. Number five, you can ensure that your super goes to the right person. A tip there, he said, super is not included in most wills, so check that. The sixth point they make, your super is protected against bankruptcy. Number seven, tax-free income when you retire. Extra money from the government. Number nine point is additional employer contributions. Many of them do this. Number 10, you get financial advice at no additional cost. There's the ability to invest in big assets. And finally, many of them give gifts and bonuses. So think about your super. It's very, very important for your retirement. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. And regular listeners to the RPH Network would be aware of our program Aging with Attitude, beautifully presented by Therese Plain. Now, Therese has a wonderful saying, youth is not a time of life, youth is an attitude. Well, this text item, maybe not for all of us, but it's along those lines. Taken from the February edition of the Senior Newspaper, it's entitled Go Nan Go, written by Talia Patterson. Leeton's Lorraine Tuckett is living proof that it's never too late or too early to live out a dream or try new things. Lorraine, aged 80, has recently taken up the art of burnouts. No, she's not out on Leeton's roads tearing up the bitumen. Rather, she's enjoying competing at events such as the Broen Bar Burnouts. So, she was first invited into the pits at Broen Bar by her grandson, Guy Tuckett. He told her that she would be hopping in the car to burn rubber beside him. I said, no, I can't do that. But then I thought, yes, I'll do it. And they haven't stopped me ever since, Lorraine said. I'd never have done burnouts until then. We've been to many different competitive events in the area now. We call the vehicle we used Nan's Dream. We do it as co-drivers. Last competition I got the license for the day and did it myself. I blew 6 tyres. Lorraine, who spent decades with her late husband growing a rice on their property at Murrumbi, said having such a thrilling hobby keeps her going. Before taking up burnouts competitively, she had tried her hand at other adrenaline-fueled activities. She'd been motorcycle riding, skiing. She said, I think my husband Jim would be very excited by all this. He had an ultra plane that he flew, so I think he'd be thrilled at what I'm doing. I got 36 grandchildren and many, many great-grandchildren as well. But through all of this, I've gained a new family as well. Everyone here in Leeton who is part of the burnout community is just so nice. We're like one big family out here. Lorraine has recently gone viral with videos of her doing burnouts in the controlled environment, attracting thousands upon thousands of views. You can see one yourself by searching 80-year-old Nan does killer burnout on YouTube. She said, I've learned a bit more about it now and the skill involved. Lorraine said, it is a real skill, but I love doing it. It's great fun, always makes you smile. It's never too late to start up a new hobby or something that you want to try. Well, there you are, Lorraine Tuckett. She's 80, taken up burnouts. And as Lorraine said, it's never too late to start a new hobby. It's never too late to start something you want to try. You can do it. Well, how's that for a bit of positivity, eh? All right, next we're going to look at free legal advice for seniors. The group is called Seniors Rights, and I know we've spoken about these before. They do some wonderful, wonderful work besides just giving free legal advice and in many cases representation to our seniors. Some of the other work they're doing at the moment, they've made a submission to the Royal Commission into aged care quality and safety. Now, this is most important. It's had a lot of publicity lately. They will help you resolve problems or complaints with your aged care service provider. They'll go and speak to them if it's a problem. Maybe your body corporate where you're living in a block of units. Your will, anything to do with legal matters. Give them a call and they will help you and give you free advice and in many cases free legal representation. Okay, how to contact Seniors Rights? The phone number, 1-800-424-079. I'll say that again in a moment. Or you might like to get them on the website, simply seniorsrightsservice.org.au. Okay, those contact details for Seniors Rights, 1-800-424-079, or you can contact on the net, seniorsrightsservice.org.au. And their phone number again, 1-800-424-079. Yes, wonderful people who help us out so much, Seniors Rights. Do you have a problem with swollen feet? I know I do as I age a little. Well, this might just be able to help you. Why your feet swell and what you can do about it. It's taken off the net, simply called Why Your Feet Swell. Swollen, puffy feet can be painful. They can inhibit movement. There can be a wide number of causes, some more serious than others. These are the signs and symptoms that we have. Now, you've got to keep an eye out for these, and when it's time, maybe call your doctor. Firstly, injury. When falling or taking a misstep, you can injure your ankles, for example. Rolling your ankles, sprains or broken bones can cause them to swell. What happens here is blood rushes to that area. If it hurts to put weight on your foot, you can see notable changes in appearance. Consult your doctor. Another reason is oedema. After standing for hours at a time, or taking a long flight, you may notice that your feet swell and become puffy. This is because your body is holding too much water, and often it stores it in your feet, hands, and face. While this is usually temporary and goes away on its own, it may be an indication of other health problems. Things such as heart failure, kidney or liver disease, maybe low protein levels. The next heading is chronic venous insufficiency. This is to do with the veins. When blood moves to your feet from your legs back up to your heart, it passes through a number of one-way valves. These stop it from flowing back down. As you age, or as a result of blood clots, these valves can become damaged. This can cause blood to pool in your feet, and that makes them swell. All right, the next problem is lymphedema. Lymphedema are small glands that are part of your body's immune system. They're located throughout your body, including your neck, armpits, gut, groin, and in between your lungs. When these glands are damaged or removed, most commonly during cancer treatment, your body removes less fluid. This can cause it to build up in your arms, legs, and feet. Massage and exercise can be used to manage symptoms like these. In serious cases, pneumatic compression is one of the most common treatment methods. This involves wearing air-filled sleeves on the affected areas that apply pressure. It forces the fluid to move away. Another reason is liver disease. If you drink heavily or you have hepatitis, your liver can be under strain from these habits. It can be forced to constantly repair itself and builds up scar tissue. When it struggles to work like it should, fluid can pool in your legs, belly, and feet. Heart failure is another problem. If your heart is struggling to efficiently pump blood in the right direction, it can pool in your legs and feet. This causes them to swell. If you suspect you're experiencing heart failure, contact emergency services right away. Other symptoms include discomfort when lying flat, struggling to catch your breath, noticing that your heart is beating at an unusual or fast rhythm. And there's kidney disease. Conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes can cause your kidneys to become inefficient. This means they don't filter the blood properly. It can then cause higher rates of salt in your blood. This means that your body holds onto more water than it should. Gravity causes this water to sink and pool in your feet and ankles, which then causes them to swell. Okay, now for the all-important thing, what to do about swollen feet. We recommend you follow the RICE procedure, R-I-C-E, stands for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Taking the pressure off your feet can help prevent further swelling, and using compression or implying ice bags can help reduce blood flow and puffiness to the area. You can wrap your feet up, apply pressure, or wear special compression socks. Elevating your feet will allow fluid to flow away from them. To help prevent swelling, keep active. Moving around and keeping your legs and ankles in motion can help to keep blood moving around your body as it should. This prevents it from pooling in one place. If you are frequently experiencing swollen feet or ankles, consult your doctor. You may need prescription medications. Some drugs can help treat diabetes, high blood pressure, and inflammation. Diuretics can encourage your body to hold less water by making you pee more often. This reduces excess fluid. And finally, when to call your doctor. If you press into a swollen foot and it appears to dimple or the skin around your foot appears to stretch or break, call your doctor immediately. Also, if you experience pain or swelling that won't go away over time, consult your doctor. Okay, that's what you do, swollen feet, the RICE method. Rest, ice, compression, and elevation. It can be an awful problem, I know. Good luck with it. You've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network, and that's just about all the time we've got today. Hope you've enjoyed the topics we looked at, how to sharpen your memory at any age, and the great benefits of superannuation, also at any age, how to get free legal advice for us seniors, and positivity. Yes, you can do it at any age. Remember Granny? She was doing burnouts at 80. And finally, do your feet swell and what you can do about it. As we very often say, please let us know your feelings on the program. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you'd like different topics, a little more of something, a little less. Love to hear from you. Our number, Sydney, 02-9518-8811. Call us anytime. That number again, 02-9518-8811. This is Dave Jeffrey saying thanks very much for being with me. Look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.